So much fun, cause naturally, Naturals Baseball, come and see, family, friends, and future stars, Naturals Baseball, best by far. Well, so much fun comes so naturally, Naturals Baseball. Well, so much fun comes so the following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
At the wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game. Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hit put into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch. Scott Gorman's waving around Brewer Hamlin. The throw home. The clutch slides in safely. The Naturals walk it off. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back out of the warning track. At the wall, and it's gone. Brewer Hamlin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Boss the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 AA Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Gardens, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Cleaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, hello again, friends. Nicholas Batters with you here on a Friday night in Frisco, Texas. So glad to have your company here on the Naturals Baseball Network. For the fourth of six games this week between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, and the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, welcome into the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. We're counting down to first pitch here on the Naturals Baseball Network, just about 20 minutes or so to go until we get things started here from North Texas. Naturals trying to even the series at two games apiece. Frisco took game one on Tuesday, 4-3. It was a close game, a home run from John Rave. Scoreless relief appearances for Zach Hockey and Stephen Woods Jr. But the Naturals couldn't quite complete the comeback. Fast forward to Wednesday, things look much better. Three home runs for the Naturals.
A solo shot from Robbie Glinton in the second, a two-run homer from Nick Lofton in the third, and a two-run shot from Sully Matias in the fifth inning. But after that, yesterday was kind of tough. Naturals continued that momentum into the start of the game. A home run for John Rave in the second inning. But Frisco struck starting pitcher Anthony Veneziano for seven runs in the bottom of the third inning. And the Rough Riders didn't look back. Another home run, a solo shot for Sully Matias in the fourth. But Frisco added five more off of Zach Phillips in the seventh inning. And then Jonah DePoto pitched the final inning in the third. We're going to hear from him in a little bit. Jonah DePoto, our guest today on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, had a great conversation with Jonah. Look, we talked about everything from how this season has gone for him so far. We discussed what it was like pitching in a big league game against the team that his dad's the general manager for. We look back to his 2021 season with the River Bandits, his 2019 season in the Appalachian League with the Burlington Royals. And we talk about where he's at right now. So lots to discuss with Jonah DePoto. In fact, we even mentioned the new baseballs that are being used in minor league baseball games this year. So much to talk about. After this, Nick Batters and Jonah DePoto on the Naturals Baseball Network. Counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino pregame show.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment. A new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at NWANaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
The Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show rolls on as we continue counting down the first pitch on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout for today's pregame interview.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Getting set for the fourth of six games this week between the Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders here from Riders Field. Chatting with Naturals reliever Jonah DePoto. How's your season been so far? How are you enjoying your time with the Naturals?
Oh, I'm loving it. I mean, it's definitely awesome being out here. I don't really get to spend a whole lot of time in like the South Midwest. Yeah. So it's nice being out here. Definitely different.
You've bounced around your entire life. Haven't ever lived in one place for any extended period of time, I guess. Where's your favorite place that you've grown up or lived?
I would say favorite is probably most recent is probably California, just because I mean I went to high school out there, college out there, so a little good attachment there, but it's nice out there.
I'm from Northern California, so I know what you mean. Start to the season for you, maybe a little rocky those first few batters, but you settled into a nice groove here, a couple of scoreless outings. What have you found working well?
I think the biggest key was beginning of the season developing a new pitch, starting to throw a sinker a lot more. So the key for that was just trying to find a comfortable place on the mound to be able to get the movement that I wanted and still keep it in the zone, which the first outing was not very easy to do. Didn't help it was cold, but
yeah. Have you noticed anything with the pre-tacked baseballs that they're trying out? How have you felt with those?
Personally, I love them. I've always hated the when we use just the minor league balls. I hated those, hated the seams. I said I'm very glad that we're using something now where you can actually get a good grip on it, especially when it's humid like it has been here in Texas. It's a lot easier to get a good grip on that thing.
How much are those balls different in the cold weather compared to the humid or warmer weather?
I think they're definitely a lot more tacky when it starts heating up a little bit. I mean, in Springfield when it was like 30 degrees or whatever, I couldn't feel my fingers, so it's tough to tell how much it helped out, but definitely being out here, it's helping a lot. I like it.
We continue counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals pitcher Jonah DePoto. A couple of flashbacks I want to go through with you. First, let's go back to spring training. You got to pitch a major league game against your dad's team, the Seattle Mariners. How cool was that? What were the conversations like between the two of you?
I mean, it was awesome. It was the leading up to it was really cool because I had a couple of really good outings in some of the backfield games at AA and AAA. And then I got a backup. I think it was the Cubs a few days prior to playing the Mariners. And I remember my dad and my mom drove out and we're all excited because they thought that was going to be the one. But it ended up being really cool that I ended up getting to face his team. It just was really cool how it worked out getting out there.
I was going to say, just in general, it has to be cool as a minor leaguer to get called up to big league camp for a day or two, but to pitch against that team. I mean, that's really special.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's always a cool thing getting to go back up those big league games, but there's definitely a little extra on the line, but no, it was awesome. And then getting to chat with them after and spend some time on the field and go over everything post game, getting to talk about it at dinner with them was really cool.
Then we go back to 2021 with the Quad Cities River Bandits. I mean, I know you weren't healthy towards the end of the season. How did you feel that first 3 or 4 months? And then what was the recovery like from injury?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it out there. I thought, unfortunately, I didn't feel great the majority of the year, but I felt like I had a pretty good year out there. Not throwing as many strikes as I would have liked to, but putting up pretty good numbers. And then towards the end, my arm just couldn't handle it and ended up having to get surgery, but thankfully the recovery was very good.
So I have to imagine it felt good to get back on the mound in Springfield, even if it was cold.
Yeah, it was amazing just getting to be in a stadium again with fans and being in a game that meant something was just nice, you know.
You mentioned the addition of the sinker. Where is the rest of your repertoire at right now?
For the most part, I usually just sinker, slider, and a four-seam fastball, which is a little bit different than what it was in 21, where it was pretty much four-seam slider, and that was it. Yeah. So it's nice having that extra pitch, and especially one that plays off the slider as well as it does.
We continue counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals relief pitcher Jonah DePoto. I mentioned this before we started talking. A lot of your 2019 was spent in the Appalachian League with the Burlington Royals. That year, I was with the Twins affiliate in Elizabethton, and you had a ridiculous stretch there during the summer. It was like 22 innings scoreless or something like that. And I think we faced you a couple of times in that stretch. You're taking them out. I'm like, well, what do we have to do to score run off this guy? What was working so well for you? And how good did that feel maybe as a confidence booster early in your professional career?
Oh, it was awesome. The 2019 was an interesting year because coming out of college, I always had good stuff, but like never really put it all together. And right before I went out there, my college pitching coach helped me develop the slider that I throw now. And through that 2019, I think I threw like 60, 65% slider or something like that, where I just like figured it out and just hammered it over and over and over. So it was really cool getting that working and getting to see kind of the benefits laid out of what it could do.
And how cool has it been to rise through the system with Chris Widger? I've been trying to talk with all of you guys that have done that from Burlington in 2019 to Quad Cities last year and Northwest Arkansas here. Not only is it a group of like 10 or 15 of you that have risen through the system up now a couple of levels, but with your manager too, how special is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, we all love Widge, and it's been a really cool experience getting to have him every step along the way, getting to be with a manager who knows you, you know him, and like the communication's great. You always know he's going to battle for you, which is awesome.
In 2019, you were with the Burlington Royals team that came a game away from winning the Appalachian League Championship Series. And then you went up to Idaho Falls and helped the Chuckers win the Pioneer League Championship. The Quad Cities River Bandits won the league championship last year. So you've been winning wherever you go. What's been special about the group of players that you've been rising through the system with and consistently winning with?
I'd say it's just a group of grinders. Yeah. You know, I really think we have a really good group who plays the game right. They play hard. And when all the pieces start working together, I mean, it's almost unstoppable. It's really cool when we all get it going.
Jonah, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Looking forward to chatting again soon. Take care.
Thank you.
We continue on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show after this with tonight's starting lineups.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
every Friday home game in 2022 is a Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night, plus Saturday, May 14th, and of course, Monday, July 4th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck of Rot every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back into the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show here on the Naturals Baseball Network. Really appreciate Jonah DePoto talking with us here for a few minutes. Really interesting to get all of his insight. Time now to take a look at today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First, we'll start with the visitors. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They come in with a record of 4-8. And are led by first-year skipper Chris Widger. Mikel Garcia leads off. He's playing shortstop and has reached in all 12 games he's played in this season. Nick Lofton bats second in center field. Michael Massey hits third, playing second base. Sully Matias has home runs in back-to-back nights. He bats fourth and plays right field. Nate Eaton back in the lineup. He's hitting fifth and playing left field. Sebastian Rivera back in the lineup as well. He bats sixth and does the catching. Robbie Glendinning has reached in all 9 games he's played in this season. Bat seventh is the designated hitter. Logan Porter has reached in 4 straight. He hits eighth, the first baseman. And Jake Means rounds out the order, batting ninth and playing third base. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals have the Venezuelan left-hander Angel Serpa on the mound. MLB Pipeline's number 13th ranked prospect in the Royal system. He'll be making his third start of the year through his first two. He's 0-1 with a 10.50 ERA, has allowed 7 runs on 12 hits across 6 innings with 4 strikeouts. All 4 of those came in his start last Saturday, 4 scoreless innings, though the Naturals fell in extra innings. Now we'll take a look at the lineup for the home team. The Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, are 10-2 this season, and they're led by second-year skipper Jared Gedert. Jonathan Ornelas, a 3-hit game yesterday, leads off. He's the shortstop. J.B. Martinez bats second in center field. Ezekiel Duran, the number 4 prospect, has reached in all 11 games he's played. Bats third, playing second base. Blaine Krim hits fourth. He's the designated hitter. Josh Stowers hits fifth in right field. Switch hitting catcher David Garcia bats sixth, doing the catching. Dio Edias, a 2-homer night last night, bats seventh, playing third base. Sandro Fabian in left field bats eighth and hitting ninth, rounding out the order, is the first baseman, Jordan Procession. And on the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders is Cody Bradford, the left-hander out of Baylor, where he was teammates for 2 years with Naturals center fielder Nick Lofton. We'll talk more about that as the night goes on. Bradford is ranked by MLB Pipeline as the number 20 prospect in the Rangers system. He's making his third start as well through his first two. He's 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA, has allowed 4 runs on 6 hits across 9 1/3 innings with 8 strikeouts. So again, the Naturals go Garcia at short, Lofton in center, Massey at second. Matias in right, Eaton in left, Rivero catching. Glendinning the DH, Porter at first, and Means at third, with Serpa on the mound. While the Frisco Rough Riders go Ornelas at short, Martinez in center, Duran at second. Krim the DH, Stowers in right, Garcia catching, Edias at third, Fabian in left, and Procession at first, with the left-hander Bradford on the mound. Again, those are today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. Well, it's sunny. It's in the 80s. And it's almost time for Naturals baseball. That'll do it for the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. First pitch and all 9 innings of Naturals baseball are coming up next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable four-year campus in Arkansas.
What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
What a nice and comfortable Friday evening in North Texas. Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is on the air, and I'm so glad to have you along for the ride. My name's Nicholas Batters here as we're getting set for the fourth of six games between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders. The Naturals, 4-8, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, as the Rough Riders, 10-2, are the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. The Riders taking the field in their red alternate tops, Naturals in their road grays today. And again, the starting lineups has Garcia at short, Lofton in center, Massey at second, Matias in right, Eaton in left, Rivero catching, Glendinning in the DH, Porter at first, and Means at third. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. First pitch time and temperature today is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden, with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg Grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable. See Straits in Springdale. 82 degrees, partly cloudy. Some clouds scatter an otherwise blue sky, though maybe a little extra cloudy off the distance. But nice and comfortable 82 degrees, not too humid, and the wind blowing out to 21 miles an hour to left field. Oh, let's see how this one goes. On the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders, it's the left-hander out of Baylor, Cody Bradford. The southpaw is 24 years old out of Vallejo, Texas, just about an hour down the road. He was the Rangers' sixth-round pick out of Baylor in 2019. The fastball, both four and two-seam, curveball, slider, and changeup. Mikel Garcia and the Naturals in their gray tops. Northwest Arkansas scripted across the front with gray pants. Garcia wears his pant legs pulled up high with navy socks underneath. Navy helmets, navy caps with a red brim. Cody Bradford has the sign. Steps back into his motion. And away we go from Frisco. It's the first pitch to Mikel Garcia. Is fouled back to the screen on the dot at 6:37. So the count, no balls and one strike to Garcia. Right-handed hitter, one of eight in the Naturals lineup today. The pitch. Foul ball that caught the mask of the catcher, Garcia. And quickly, the count is no balls and two strikes. The Riders' red tops. I call it a burnt red. It's not quite maroon. Riders scripted across the front in a sand color with sand numbers on the front. Sand-colored numbers and letters on the backs of their jerseys. With the burnt red cap and their tan interlocking R logo. 0-2 to Garcia. Swing and a miss for strike three. Actually tipped it into the glove of the catcher, Garcia, but either way it goes down as a strikeout swinging. And there's the first out here in the top of the first inning. Now let's take a look around the diamond at the defense behind Cody Bradford. In left field, it's Sandro Fabia. The center fielder's J.P. Martinez with Josh Stowers in right. Third base, Dio Edias. The shortstop is Jonathan Ornelas. At second base, Ezekiel Duran. And at first base, Jordan Procession. David Garcia catching. First pitch to Nick Lofton. Misses for a ball. Count is one ball and no strikes to the Naturals center fielder. The 1-0 pitch. Misses low. 2-0. So again, that's Fabian Martinez Stowers. Left to right in the outfield. Arias and Ornelas on the left side of the infield. Duran in Procession on the right side. With Garcia doing the catching. 2-0 pitch on the way. Misses down and away. And the count is three balls and no strikes. Will Lofton and Bradford were teammates for 2 years at Baylor. These are two players who know each other well. The 3-0. Down low, ball four. So Nick Lofton draws a four-pitch walk against his old college teammate. He told me before the game today that it's a comfortable at-bat for him. It's someone he's faced so many times. Gives a little smirk to his old buddy as he jogs down the line. So now Nick Lofton's on first with Michael Massey batting. One out here at the top of the first, scoreless from Frisco. First pitch to Massey. Skied high in the air, foul territory, back over the net, and into the first row of seats behind the netting. Foul ball makes the count, no balls and one strike. Lofton, 3-for-4 in stolen base attempts this season. Takes his lead from first, being held on by Procession. The shortstop, Ornelas, shaded up the middle. The third baseman, Ardias, plays in even with the baseline at third base. A one. Misses just below the knees. And the count's one ball and one strike. Well, like so many Naturals hitters yesterday, Michael Massey went 0-for. He went 0-for-4. Grounded into a double play and a strikeout. Left-handed hitter against the left-handed pitcher. Move over to first. Lofted back in with a head-first dive. And not a bad move for Bradford either. Just popped his foot off the rubber and kind of sidearm to throw over to first base. Almost caught Nick Lofton leaning. Bluff for second. The pitch to Massey is drilled in the air to deep left center field. Fabian and Martinez converge. They look back at the wall. It is gone! Michael Massey, his first home run of the season. Out to left center field, scores Nick Lofton from first. And here in the first, the Naturals have an early 2-0 lead over the Frisco Rough Riders. Massey got a pitch right down the middle. I mean, that could not have been more middle. He sends about 6 feet past the fence onto the Berman left center field. Now here's Sully Matias, who has home runs in his last two games. Swings and misses at the first pitch, and the count is no balls and one strike. The only Natural with an active hitting streak right now. A one. Misses down low. One ball and one strike. He went 1-for-3 yesterday. His home run came in the fourth inning. Also drew a walk in the sixth. Naturals tied a season high with 9 walks as a team. Here's the 1-1. High for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Sully Matias, John Rave both homered yesterday. Those were the only hits the Naturals had. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Chases the changeup that dives below the zone. And we're even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Naturals leading 2-0 in the first. Base is empty and one out on Sully Matias. Bradford's 2-2. Misses outside, and that'll bring the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Sully Matias. Nate Eaton waits on deck. Kicks in the pitch. Foul ball off to the right. Headed for the sweet level. That'll catch the back of the concourse. Keep forgetting it's an open-air concourse here at Riders Field. It is a really nice layout. I do like it. I kind of have two concourses. The 3-2 once more. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
This ball blown past Matias. He's down looking. He's down swinging, I beg your pardon. The second out. So two strikeouts for Cody Bradford. First Michael Garcia, and then Sully Matias. Now Nate Eaton bats. Bases empty, two outs. Naturals leading 2-0 in the first, and the first pitch from Bradford. Fastball misses outside at 90 miles an hour, and the count is 1-0 and 0-0. Eaton had yesterday off. Was last in the lineup on Wednesday, where he went 1-for-3. Walked in the fourth and scored after singling in the fifth. Sky is the 1-0 pitch. Down the right field line, that'll tail out of play. About four rows back into the seating bowl down the right side. And the count's 1-1-1. One ball and one strike on Eaton, making his second start of the season in left field. He's played left field, right field, and third base this season. A pitch. Swing and a miss. Bring the count to 1-2. Eaton now behind. One, two. Fisted back to the screen, foul. He battles to stay alive. We'll do it once more. A ball and two strikes. Eaton out of the Virginia Military Institute, drafted by the Royals back in 2018. Bradford kicks the 1-2 pitch. Right there, comp strike three of the knees. So three strikeouts here in the first inning for Cody Bradford. He works around a one-out walk to Nick Lofton and a two-run home run for Michael Massey. So two runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning, but the Naturals have a 2-0 lead. Riders come to bat for the first time.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No, now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders 2-0. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort, as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. The Frisco Rough Riders face the left-hander Angel Serpa for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Serpa, the native of Venezuela, making his third start of the season. The 22-year-old is 0-1 with a 10.50 ERA. He's allowed 7 runs on 12 hits and 2 walks across 6 innings of work. He has struck out 4. All 4 of those came in his last start. So now here's Johnny Ornelas to bat. Ornelas, J.P. Martinez, and Ezekiel Duran. Begin the order for Frisco. Serpa, the southpaw, kicks and fires. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Ornelas. Swing and a miss for strike one. Count is no balls and one strike. Ornelas, 3-hit game yesterday, went 3-for-4, scored twice, and drove in a run. The pitch. Bouncing ball tapped right back in front of the mound. The catcher, Rivero, up, calls off the pitcher, Serpa, and throws to first. There's our first out. A 2-3 put out, for the first out here in the first. Let's take a look at the defense behind Angel Serpa. The Naturals lineup is such. Nate Eaton is the left fielder. Nick Lofton plays center field with Suli Matias in right. Jake Means is the third baseman with Michael Garcia at shortstop. Michael Massey playing second. And Logan Porter at first. First pitch to J.P. Martinez misses high, 1-0. So that's Eaton, Lofton, Matias left to right in the outfield. Means and Garcia on the left side of the infield. Massey and Porter on the right side with Rivero and Serpa the battery. 1-0 misses high to J.P. Martinez. Two balls and no strikes. He has hits in all three games of this series. Went 1-for-5 yesterday. Scored a run. It was the 7-run third inning the Rough Riders had. Next pitch misses down and away. And now Serpa behind the count. Three balls and no strikes. 3-0. Serpa kicks and delivers. Over for strike one. Fastball at 94 miles an hour. Has the count at three balls and a strike. Martinez out of Cuba. The 3-1 pitch. Misses a tad inside for ball four. So J.P. Martinez down to first with a one-out walk. Here's the second baseman, Ezequiel Duran. Naturals leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Naturals have scored first. This is now four straight games. The Naturals have scored first in every game, but only won one of the games. First pitch to Duran. Broken back grounder. Going to be a tough play for the third baseman. Means bare hand throw to first in time. What a play by Jake Means at third base. That's our Breeze Airways. Seriously nice play of the game. Breeze flies nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to New Orleans, San Antonio, and Tampa Bay. It was a slow roller hit the broken bat. And Means made it look easy. It does move J.P. Martinez up to second base. So now a runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders with two outs. And the batter, the designated hitter, Blaine Krim. First pitch to Krim from Serpa, misses for a ball. Ball and no strikes. Right-handed hitter went 1-for-3 yesterday, walked and scored a run. Serpa, the lefty, works from the first base side of the rubber. Kicks and delivers. Bouncy ball hit to the shortstop, Garcia. Takes it on a hop at his chest and throws to first, where Logan Porter's waiting for it. Easy breezy 1-2, or not a 1-2-3, but an easy breezy scoreless first for Angel Serpa. No runs on, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. So after an inning of play, the Naturals lead the Rough Riders 2-0. Let's go to the second.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
This is catcher Sebastian Ribeiro, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into the Northwest Arkansas Natural Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Natural Baseball Network.
Well, thanks so much, Sebastian. We head to the second inning. The Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders 2-0. And the first pitch to the catcher, Sebastian Rivero, is in for a calm strike one. No balls and one strike. Rivero, Robbie Glendinning, and Logan Porter do up here in the second. And the pitch, line drive, fouled onto the roof of the suite level, bounces down towards the concourse. And now the count's quickly. No balls and two strikes. Rivero out of the lineup yesterday, but went 1-for-5 in the Naturals' win on Wednesday. Cody Bradford into his second inning. The 0-2 pitch is fly shallow into right field. The second baseman Duran a couple steps back into the outfield grass. He squeezes the fly ball for the first out. So since the Michael Massey home run of the first inning, Cody Bradford set down 3 in a row, including a pair on strikeouts. Now it's the designated hitter, Robbie Glendinning. The native of Western Australia has reached base in all 9 games he's played for the Naturals. The first pitch misses outside, 1-0. He's tied with John Rave for second on the team in walks with 10 of them. He drew a pair yesterday. The 1-0. Misses high and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Glendinning, Porter, and Rave each drew 2 walks. The Naturals, I mentioned, drew a season-best 9. The 2-0. Fastball misses. 10 outside. And now the count is 3 balls and no strikes. So 3 balls, no strikes. 1 out, the base is empty in the second. The pitch. Outside, ball 4. Another walk for Robbie Glendinning. Right as we were talking about it, that's the Naturals' second of the game. Well, now Logan Porter bats, the first baseman. He went 0-for-1 yesterday, but I mentioned walked twice. Runner on first and 1 out. Naturals leading 2-0 here in the second. Bradford's first pitch. High and tight, the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Porter checked his swing, and the appeal to first base umpire Alex Nash says he did not go around. Count is 1-0. The crew chief, Jake Bruner, is calling balls and strikes tonight. At first base, it's Alex Nash, and the third base umpire is Ben Engstrand. Infield to pull. The pitch to Porter. Line drive, center field. That's a base hit. Glendinning holds up at second base, so the Naturals have their first single of the game. Logan Porter, with a base knock, moves Glendinning up to second. And there are now 2 on with 1 out for the number 9 hitter, Jake Means. So Jake Means bats a good chance here. Just batting 148 this season, but he has a home run and 7 driven in. First pitch to the righty. Misses high for ball 1. It's been an issue with control so far for Cody Bradford. McLaughlin spoke highly of him, as highly as you can of an opposing pitcher. The third baseman awaits the 1-0. Side foul to the right. First baseman procession loses control of it in foul territory. The wind had a mind of its own decides to not let procession catch that ball, I guess you could say. Well, that we saw that the other day, I guess. Is that Robbie Glendinning that it happened to? But the 20-mile-an-hour winds. Out to left field means that those balls are going to blow from the stands towards the field on the right side. 1-1 count, the pitch. This is down low. 2 balls and a strike. And the fascinating thing to consider is, had that ball been fair, if it had landed a few more feet, would have been out, not because he caught it, but because of the infield fly rule. Crazy to think about. Pitch. Swing and a miss. The count's now even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Both runners going, the 2-2. Sky deep down the right field line, out of play, foul, out of the concourse, bounces into the sweet level. I'll do it again, 2 balls and 2 strikes. I I need to go back and look how many double steals the Naturals have pulled off. But it does feel like there have been a lot of them. You know, maybe that's something I'll add to my game notes. A double steal tracker. What do we think? Line drive right at the second baseman. Durant dives back to second base to try and get Robbie Glendinning and doubled off, and he can't. And Jake Means hit that ball on the screws, but it finds the glove of Ezekiel Durant, the second baseman. Glendinning just barely got back to second base in time. The replay on the monitor here. Yeah, Robbie Glendinning's hand beat him in by a foot or so. Step off and a bluff back to second. Glendinning scampers back to the bag. Remember, that's one of two step offs that Bradford is allowed. Each pitcher gets two step offs per plate appearance, whether that's a pickoff or to reset the pitch clock. The pitch to Michael Garcia, the leadoff hitter, the shortstop, misses low for ball one, and the count's one ball and no strikes. 1-0 on Garcia, two runners on and two outs. The pitch. Misses down low. Two balls and no strikes. Garcia struck out on a foul tip in the first inning. The first of three strikeouts that frame for Bradford. Glendinning leads from second. Porter from first. Naturals up 2-0 in the second, trying to add more. The pitch. Swing and a miss at an elevated fastball, 90 miles an hour. That counts two balls and one strike. Both runners with big leads. Bradford kicks and fires. Misses low. It's 3-1. Wasn't quite a bluff to steal, but gosh dang, it was close. And the pitch. Inside for ball four. Michael Garcia. Michael Garcia always twirls his bat when he draws a walk. That was borderline backflip. I would love to see a replay of that because I saw Ronald Acuna do that in his rehab game the other day. So that'll load the bases. Robbie Glendinning on third, Logan Porter on second, Michael Garcia on first, and the infield comes to converge for a chat with their pitcher. Make sure everyone's on the same page. Bases loaded. This is a fun situation. Former college teammates facing each other. Nick Lofton and Cody Bradford were at Baylor together in 2018 and 2019. Lofton was drafted in 2020, so he was a year behind Bradford, who was drafted in 2019. The first pitch. High in the air. Drilled deep to left center field. Fabian back. He looks up. It is gone! Nick Lofton gets the better of his Baylor teammate with a grand slam over the left center field fence, and he blows it wide open. 6-0. The Naturals lead the Rough Riders in the second. Well, Nick told me before the game that in college it was always Cody Bradford who got the best of him, but finally in spring training this past year, he hit an opposite field home run against him, and after a walk in the first, that trend continues here in the second with a grand slam. Now Michael Massey bats, the Naturals' second baseman. Takes ball one. 1-0 pitch. Comes inside and clips Massey in the back. He tried to turn out of the way but couldn't avoid it. Down to first base here with two outs. So Massey on first, two outs, and four runs home here in the second. The Naturals lead the Rough Riders 6-0. Bullpen is quiet now for Frisco. And here comes the pitching coach, Jeff Andrews. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC. Credit cards subject to approval. Surly Matias bats a runner on first and two outs. The first pitch misses high. Count is one ball and no strikes. We'll start to see some activity now in the Rough Riders bullpen as a lefty is up and throwing. That looks to be Tyler Thomas. The 1-0 to Surly. Big swing and a miss. It's one ball and one strike. Matias struck out swinging in the first. And the pitch. Bouncy ball hit hard to the third baseman, Artias. Takes a couple of steps back and throws over to second to force out Michael Massey. And that's how the second inning comes to an end of 5-4. Fielder's choice. But the Naturals add six runs. The Naturals up now six runs, four runs here in the fourth inning. Four runs on two hits. The big one, the grand slam from Nick Lofton. No errors and a runner left on. So, through an inning and a half, the Naturals lead the Rough Riders 6-0. Bottom of two coming up.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals up 6-0 over the Frisco Rough Riders on a home run in the first from Michael Massey, a grand slam in the second from Nick Lofton. Josh Stowers leads off the bottom of the second and takes a called strike one from Angel Serpa. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Called strike two, a fastball that he's 94 miles an hour. And the count, no balls and two strikes. So 0-2, Serpa on Stowers. And the pitch misses up and in. I wasn't sure if it was Stowers or Stowers. I'm told it's Stowers, so we're working on it. Serpa didn't strike anyone out in the first inning. But he was efficient with 10 pitches. The pitch bounce to the first baseman, Porter. Takes on the hop by himself and beats Stowers in the foot race to first base. There's one gone here in the second. Now it's the catcher, David Garcia. The switch hitter will bat from the right side against the left-handed pitching Serpa. Walked a batter in the first, but that was the only base runner that he put on. First pitch is in for a called strike. Counts no balls and one strike to Garcia. He was out of the lineup yesterday, but on Wednesday went 0 for 4. Next pitch misses outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The 1-1 just misses. Maybe a little bit below the knees. Two balls and a strike, Serpa on Garcia. Open stance from the right side for Garcia. The 2-1 pitch is grounded sharply. The third baseman Means to his left, grabs it with ease, and slings a throw over to first. Two away here in the second inning. With two gone, bases empty. here in the second. Naturals lead in 6-0. It'll be the third baseman, Dio Edias. The first pitch. Call it strike one. The ball is in one strike, the count. Edias has hit safely in each of the first three games of this series. He's reached an eight straight. Bounces the pitch foul towards the far end of the Riders' third base dugout. And the count, balls and two strikes. Serpa kicks the 0-2. Off the end of the bat, bounce to the first baseman, Porter. Takes it on a hop into the bag himself. The second time today, second time in this inning, Logan Porter takes care of his own work with a three unassisted. In the second, no runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on Serpa. A 1-2-3 second inning. We go to the third. Naturals. Top 6-0.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvis Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWANaturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight, the comeback, the battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
This is third baseman Nate Eaton. I'm coming to bat. You're locked into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the third inning from Frisco. Naturals lead the Rough Riders 6-0. This amazing day in baseball history is brought to you by the Scott Family Amazing. First pitch to Eaton. Big swing and a miss for strike one. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious and creative play. I'm liking this Naturals thing we got going the last few days. We're going to stick with it. 0-1, grounded to the left side. The shortstop, Ornelas, ranges to his left. Throw on to first. Beats Eaton by a step. He is not happy about it. Has some choice words for the first base umpire, Alex Nash. Furiously walks back to the dugout. That's about as bang-bang as you'll get. Getting the replay here on the monitor in the booth. Chop to the left. Ornelas had to range to his left. Ooh, I don't know about that one. This is a good angle. Eaton was hustling hard out of the box. Oh, I think he... Oh, man. I think Nate Eaton beat that out. Looking at the replay. We move on from that. Sebastian Rivero bats. Takes the first pitch called for a strike. Swing at a foul tip. It's 0-2. So this amazing day in baseball history, we're going to go back to 2014. On April the 22nd, the Naturals walked off on the Springfield Cardinals 3-2 at RMS Ballpark. Mark Threlkeld, am I saying that right? Had a walk-off home run at the bottom of the ninth inning to win it for the Naturals, 3-2 over the Springy Cards. 0-2, bounce to the left side. The shortstop, Ornelas, the third baseman, Arias, converge. They crash into each other, and neither of them gets the ground ball. How about that? I think that goes as an infield single, because I don't know if you're going to charge an error, who you charge it to. So in theory, Sebastian Rivero's on first base with an infield single. One out here in the third. It's not something, usually you see that with outfielders. You don't see that too often with infielders. Now Robbie Glendinning bats, the designated hitter, walked and scored in the second inning. Swings and misses the first pitch. The count's no balls and one strike. No balls and one strike on Glendinning. It was a four-pitch walk in the second inning. Pitch on the way. Floats outside for a ball. Count is 1-1. And Bradford grew up about an hour from Frisco, the nearby town of Aledo. Grew up idolizing Rangers pitcher Derek Holland. And then he takes a big swing and a miss. Count is 1-2. He was the opening day starter for the Rough Riders. He exited that game in the fifth inning without allowing a run, went 4 1/3 innings, but the runners that he left on base were both charged to him, I should say. Next pitch to Clinton, he misses for a ball. Count is even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradford, step off and bluff back to first base to try and keep Rivero close, who I would not call a threat to run. He hasn't attempted a stolen base yet this year. Leaning towards second, here's the 2-2. Fly ball to right field. Stowers chasing it down the line. It's going to drop. He won't get there. Clinton in around first, headed for second. He's in with a feet first slide. The ball gets past the second baseman, Duran, and Sebastian Rivero will come around to score. The Naturals add another, make it 7-0 here in the third. I'll be fascinated to see how that scoring unfolds. I would think that's a double on Clinton because he was around first all the way. But I don't think he gets credited with an RBI. We get a look at the replay here on the monitor up in the booth. Just waiting to see if it would be caught. Stowers fired it into second base. Clinton was in with a feet first slide, and then the ball got past. Might have been Ornelas at short, but the ball got past second base. And then ended up in left field. So the Naturals lead 7-0. Either way, Sebastian Rivera scores. Robbie Clendenning's on second. And the first pitch to Logan Porter's a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch called the strike on the inner half. 1-1 on Porter, who singled in the second and came around to score on the grand slam from Nick Lofton. Pitch misses outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Three balls and no strikes, I beg your pardon. The pitch to Porter is the 2-1. Misses outside. Now it's 3 balls and a strike. So Glendinning on second with 2 outs. Or 1 out. The pitch is skied deep down the right field line, but it's going to get out of play, a foul ball, and load the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three and two on Logan Porter. Still waiting on a scoring for that Robbie Glendinning play. There is an error on the board. 2 errors. Interesting. And Porter takes ball 4 down low. So Porter. Okay, so it's a double for Robbie Glendinning. But he does not get an RBI because the run scored on a throwing error from the second baseman, Ezekiel Duran. I see. Okay, that makes sense. Here's Jake Means, the third baseman. Swings and misses at the first pitch. And the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. 0-1 on Means. Porter on first, Glendinning on second. Naturals leading 7-0. Next pitch misses low. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Brad for the left. He works from the first base side. His socks up high. Check back at second. And the pitch to Means. line to the right, foul and out of play. Bring the count to a ball and two strikes. Means looking to break out of a little bit of a slump. Go for his last... at least 11. Ground ball hit sharply. Past the dive of the third baseman, Artias, and down the left field line into the corner. Clinton scores from second. It's an RBI double for Jake Means. And the Naturals extend the lead further. Make it 8-2 here in the third. Now so Means breaks out of a nice long slump. And here comes the Frisco Rough Rider manager, Jared Gettert, now to get his starting pitcher. So that'll be the end of the day for Cody Bradford. Porter on third. Means on second. Naturals leading 8-0. We'll be back with a new pitcher after this.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Drillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit nwanaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Back for the top of the third inning, Michael Garcia bats with the Naturals leading 8-0 against Tyler Thomas. The left-hander takes over on the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders. Jake Means on second, Logan Porter on third, with the Naturals up 8-0 here from Riders Field. All natural so far in this game. Two in the first, four in the second, and two here in the third, looking to add more. Garcia looks at a ball outside. One ball and no strikes. There's just one out. The last four batters have reached. Sebastian Rivera singled. Robbie Glendon in doubled, and Rivera scored on an error. Logan Porter walked, and then Jake Means doubled in Rivera. Thomas the lefty is 1-1. This is outside. Two balls and a strike. So Cody Bradford goes 2 1/3 and ends. He exits having allowed 8 runs, but it could be as many as 10. He's responsible for the 2 on. 2-1 pitch, misses outside. It's 3-1 to Michael Garcia, who walked his last time up. Came around to score in the second, moments before the Nick Lofton grand slam. Thomas at the belt, kicks the 3-1. Garcia lines it down the left field line. Gets out of play, a foul ball. The count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 pitch on the way. Down and in, ball four. Mikel Garcia, walks machine, draws another. It's his 14th of the season, down to first base. I'm going to bring Nick Lofton to the plate. How about that? The base is loaded again. First pitch. Misses down low. Count is one ball and no strikes. No Naturals ever hit two grand slams in the same game. Lofton may be trying to do that here. The 1-0. Misses for a ball. Two balls and no strikes in the Naturals center fielder. Pitch. Skied high in the air, deep down the right field line. Stowers into the corner, into foul territory. It drops in front of him for a foul ball. The count now 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Thomas the sign, the pitch to Lofton, in for strike two. Breaking ball at 76 miles an hour. Or even two balls and two strikes. 2-2 on Lofton. Porter on third, Means on second, Garcia on first. The pitch, line drive through the left side and into left field, the base hit. Porter scores from third, make it 9-0 Naturals in the third inning. So it's not the grand slam, but it gets the job done. Another run batted in for the Naturals. So now Means on third, Garcia on second, Lofton on first. The hit parade continues for the Naturals. As here's Michael Massey at a home run, a two-run shot in the first inning. First pitch to Massey, in for a strike. No balls and one strike. Pitch. Misses down and away. One ball and one strike. Massey hit by a pitch his last time up. Misses low. Make it 2-1. And that wind is howling something fierce to my microphone. I'm going to turn that down a little bit. What do you say? Now a ball gets loose into the right field corner, so the umpire at first base, Alex Nash, will run over and retrieve it. Means on third, Garcia on second, Lofton on first. The pitch to Massey. Tap foul towards the Naturals on deck circle on the first base side. That moves the count even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one out, bases loaded. Three runs home here in the third inning for the Naturals, leading 9-0. The even count offering. Ground ball yanked foul just outside the first base line. The first base coach, Derek Robinson, has to jump to get out of the way of that one. We're still even, two balls and two strikes. Massey putting together a really good battle here at the plate. Not sure if there's anyone that sees more pitches per plate appearance than Michael. The 2-2 once more on the way. Line drive down the right field line. That drops fair. It's headed for the corner. Means home from third. Garcia around from second. It's a two-run double for Michael Massey. That's going to stretch the lead to 11-0 here in the third inning. Oh, my word. All Naturals in every possible sense. So Lofton on third. with Massey on second after the two-run double. Now Sully Matias bats, the only man who hasn't yet hit this inning. And the pitch. Called a strike at the bottom of the zone. Counts no balls and one strike. Garcia scored from second base. That's now where Michael Massey stands. With Lofton on third. Sully Matias, he and Nate Eaton, both 0 for 2. Pitch misses to Sully, and it's one ball and one strike. The only natural with a hitting streak entering tonight's game has home runs in his last two. The pitch, swing and a miss, gets away from the catcher Garcia off to his left. The count 1-2. The base runner's forced to stay where they are. We'll do it again, a ball and two strikes the count. One ball, two strikes. Thomas, the pitch. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Bases loaded with one out in the third. The pitch to Sully. This is outside. Couldn't locate the breaking ball. We're even 2-2. Nowhere to put. First base is open. Two on with one out. The pitch. Foul ball popped to the right side. The first baseman procession charges in. But halfway between the first base line to the first base dugout, he makes the grab on the grass in foul territory. For the second out. So finally, the Rough Riders were able to get the second out after seven in a row reach. And now it's the man who had the first out of the inning. Nate Eaton coming to bat. Pitch. 1-0. Misses outside. Two balls and no strikes to Eaton. So the Naturals have batted around, leading 11-0. Two runs in the first, four in the second, five here in the third inning. Thomas, the 2-0. Eaton, a big swing and a miss. And the count, 2-1. Struck out looking in the first. Grounded out to begin this game. It's a bang-bang play at first. My money was that he's safe. The 2-1. Foul back to the screen. Do it again. Count now two balls and two strikes. According to the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, the most runs that the Rough Riders have allowed to the Naturals is 15 back on July the 2nd, 2015 in Springdale. 2-2 is popped straight up the chute. Right around home plate. Garcia can't find it. The third baseman, Arias, comes charging in, and he makes the grab in foul territory for the third out of the third inning. The Naturals score five runs on 5 hits. A couple of walks, an error, and two runners left on. So, as we head to the bottom of the third inning, it is 11-0 Naturals here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake. The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
The bottom of the third inning, Angel Serpa behind the count to Sandro Fabian. The pitch. Oh, I don't know where that one missed. And it's one ball and two strikes. And apologies for some of the technical difficulties we're sorting through. Appreciate your patience. And the 1-2 pitch misses outside. It's two balls and two strikes now. Sandro Fabian, Jordan Procession, Johnny Ornelas. 8-9-1 for the Naturals. The pitch misses. Now we're full. Three balls and two strikes. Pitch called strike three. Sandro Fabian frozen. The first out of the third inning. There's Angel Serpa's first strikeout. With one guy, now it's Jordan Procession. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Counts 0-1. On the way. In for a called strike two. Quickly, it's no balls and two strikes. Angel Serpa pounding the strike zone. A pitch, swing, and a foul back to the screen. We'll do it once more. On the way, the 0-2. With a looper. Fly ball into center field that's going to drop in for a base hit. Jordan Procession behind the count. Loops a single into center. And the Rough Riders have a runner on. Serpa left a breaking ball on the outer half of the plate. Runner on first and one out. Pitch to Johnny Ornelas. Top of the zone misses. Counts one ball and no strikes. 1-0 on Ornelas, who grounded out to the catcher Rivero in the first. Serpa's pitch, chopped to the left side. Garcia tries to backhand it. It goes past his glove and into left field. Back-to-back singles for the Frisco Rough Riders. It's J.P. Martinez to bat. Left-handed hitting center fielder against the lefty Angel Serpa. Swing and a miss for strike one and a fastball elevated at the top of the zone. 0-1 to Martinez, who drew a walk his first time up in the first inning. A pitch. Called a strike. Now it's quickly 0-2. This is what Angel Serpa does so well. He pounds the strike zone like nobody's business. And the pitch. Swing a foul back to the screen. We'll do it once more. No balls and two strikes. Serpa trying to work his way out of trouble. Naturals leading 11-0, but Frisco threatening with two runners on and just one out. The pitch. Fastball right there. Maybe just a bit inside. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes J.P. Martinez. The second strikeout of the game of the inning for Angel Serpa. Now there are two away. You'll have to apologize. I'm trying to pull double duty right now. Get clips up on the Naturals social media channels while broadcasting the game. It's an interesting challenge. I love it, though. Absolutely love it. The pitch. Outside for ball one. Serpa kicks the 1-0. Foul back to the screen. Counts even 1-1 to Ezekiel Duran, the second baseman. Grounded out in the first inning, so he's 0-1 today. Foul ball trickles back behind the plate. Now the count's one ball and two strikes. Serpa has the sign, kicks the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Angel Serpa strikes out three in the third inning and strands a pair of two-out base hits. No runs here in the third inning on a pair of hits, no errors, and two runners left on. So after three innings, this game's all Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Our score is 11-0. Off to the fourth.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go, Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at RFS Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick. Made in America since 1948.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to RVS Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Top of the fourth inning, Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders 11-0. First pitch to Sebastian Rivera is flied in the air to center field. Hauled in quickly by the center fielder Martinez. There's one away. Apologies, I'm pulling double duty, getting highlights up on Natural social media on top of calling the game, trying to get my audio underneath the calls, you know, so it's a little extra exciting sounding on social media. The first pitch to Robbie Glendinning is in for a called strike, 0-1. He walked and scored in the second, doubled in a run, and scored in the third. The pitch from Tyler Thomas misses outside for a ball. The count is 1-0. on the way. Pitch misses. And it's even 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Line drive down the right side, but it's going to hold up for the right fielder Stowers, who makes the grab. And they're quickly two gone. Two away here in the top of the fourth inning. Naturals leading the Rough Riders 11-0. The pitch. Call the strike. No balls and one strike. No one misses outside. Now we're even 1-1. Thomas took over as the Naturals began to go through the order for the third time today. So this is the eighth batter he's faced today, Logan Porter. He's gotten the Naturals four outs in a row now. Pitch a strike, and it's 1-2. Pitch misses just a tad outside. And the count is two balls and two strikes. On the way. Misses low below the knees. The breaking ball isn't spotted. And the count is full on Logan Porter. Three balls and two strikes. Three, two. Down low, ball four. Logan Porter does what Logan Porter does best, and he draws a walk. Another walk for Porter. And that'll bring the number nine hitter to the plate, Jake Means. First pitch to Means, called the strike, 0-1. He snapped a big, long dry spell at the plate with an RBI double. His last time up. The pitch. Swinging a foul. Down the first baseline. The first baseman procession is there. I thought that was headed for the stands, but procession brings it back. Right on the warning track up against the Naturals dugout. That'll end the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners, one runner left on. So the Naturals lead 11-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth from Frisco.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive on. So we can feel forever yet feel. Together be real, together and no one cares.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Matt Mauby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders 11-0. Angel Serpa continues his outing, facing 4, 5, and 6 in the Frisco order, starting with the designated hitter, Blaine Krim, who looks at a called strike one. Count is no balls and one strike. It's Krim, Josh Stowers, and David Garcia. The pitch is grounded up the middle. The second baseman, Massey, fields it on the backhand behind second base. Throws to first in time. And there's the first out. One gone. That'll bring Josh Stowers to the plate. 0-for-1 today. He grounded out in the second. First pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. The count is no balls and one strike. On the way. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Angel Serpa seems to be fighting himself in a groove now. The 0-2. High misses. One ball and two strikes. Pitch. Fastball misses. I guess that'd be a little high. I'm not entirely sure. To be honest. No. 2-2 the count. With one out, the base is empty. The pitch is skied down the right field line. Gets out of play, foul. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes the count. Pitch. Misses inside. And we're full. Three balls and two strikes. Serpa kicks the payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 94-mile-an-hour fastball blown past Stowers. A fourth strikeout for Serpa and his second out here in the fourth inning. David Garcia, the switch hitting catcher, steps in from the right side against the lefty Serpa and takes a look at the first pitch outside for ball one. He grounded out in the second, so he's 0-for-1 today. Foul back to the screen, and we're even 1-1. And the pitch. Bouncing ball tapped to the shortstop Garcia up and over to first. And that does it. It's just a slow roller to Garcia. He takes care of it easily. Serpa for the second time today sets down the Rough Riders in order. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. We go to the fifth. Naturals leading 11-0.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com. Today.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust, Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
We won't be beat.
Pleasant Tire Service is the low-price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Pleasant Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PleasantTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back to Frisco, Texas. The Naturals lead 11-0 as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. A new pitcher into the game is Seth Nordlin for the Frisco Rough Riders. Their third pitcher of the game, second out of the bullpen. He'll have the top of the Naturals order, starting with Michael Garcia, who looks at ball one low, counts 1-0. Garcia lofted and Massey here in the fifth, with the Naturals leading by 11. Massey looks at a calm strike one. Count is even, one ball and one strike. Well, Cody Bradford allowed 10 runs across 2 1/3 innings. Tyler Thomas a run in an inning and 2/3. The pitch. Massey fouls it, or Garcia fouls it back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Nordlin set at the belt with his black and red glove. Delivers. Foul back to the net. We'll do it once more. A count. 1-2 on Michael Garcia. We'll do it again on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Michael Garcia is down on strikes the first time today. There's one gone here in the fifth inning. Look, after the Naturals loss yesterday, this is really the perfect medicine that you need if you're Northwest Arkansas. If anything, maybe a little bit of a moral support. Now Nick Lofton in, takes a called strike one. No balls and one strike. The pitch. Bouncing ball hit hard to the third baseman, Arias. To his left, he moves up and over to first. Beats Lofton, and there's two away. 5-3 grounded if you're keeping score at home. Two gone here in the fifth. Naturals have been pretty quiet since those first three innings that were pretty big. It's 2 in the first, 4 in the second, and 5 in the third. Michael Massey bats has driven in 4 runs today with a homer in the first, a double in the third, and bounces the first pitch right of the first baseman, Jordan Procession. He flips to the pitcher covering. Nordlin is there, and that'll end the fifth inning. Naturals for the first time today are retired in order. 1-2-3. Nordlin sends the Naturals down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. Halfway through tonight's ballgame, after 4.5, the Naturals lead the Rough Riders 11-0.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arbus Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers, and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit nwanaturals.com.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway home, the Naturals lead the Rough Riders 11-0. Time now to take a look around the Texas League with our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. Save money, live better. Angel Serpa threw 4 scoreless out for the bottom of the fifth, and he starts Dio Edias off with the ball down low, 1-0. Edias, Sandro Fabian, and Jordan Procession here to bat 7, 8, and 9 for the Rough Riders. Serpa His 56th pitch of the evening. Bounced foul through the up against the Riders' third base dugout rail. Count is 1-1. Game's going on right now in Springfield and Wichita, Corpus Christi, Amarillo. Nothing as exciting as the one here, though. The 1-1. Fastball misses outside at 94 miles an hour. It's 2-1. Top of the fourth in Springfield. The Tulsa Drillers lead the Springfield Cardinals 8-7. 2-1. Fouled off to the right into the netting above the Naturals' first base dugout. 2-2. Cardinals 6 runs in the bottom of the third, but there's only one out in the fourth, and Tulsa's already scored 5. Maybe that's close to the excitement of this game. Bottom of the third in Wichita, the Midland Rockhounds, a 5-run second inning lead the Surge 6-0. A pitch misses inside for a ball. We're full 3-2. Arkansas leads Corpus Christi 3-1 from Whataburger Field in Corpus. Bottom of the third inning. Bottom of the second from Amarillo, San Antonio Missions, trying to snap a 9-game losing streak, up 3-0 over the Saudis. Bouncing ball hit hard to the left side. Means snares it on a hop to his left, up and over to first. There's one gone here in the fifth inning. So now it's Sandro Fabian. Base is empty, one out. Naturals up 11-0. Appreciate your company tonight. Comfortable Friday evening from Frisco, Texas. Really, really glad to be here. First pitch to Fabian misses for a ball, 1-0. He struck out looking in the third inning, the first of 3 strikeouts in that inning, first of 4 tonight for Sampa. And the pitch is lined up the middle into center field for a base hit. There's a runner on first now with one out. That'll bring to the plate the number 9 hitter, Jordan Procession. So Procession, the first baseman, singled in the third, the first of now 3 hits for Frisco, but he was stranded on. First pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 1. Counts no balls in 1 strike. Procession. He's splitting catching and first base duties with a myriad of other players. Line drive down the right field line, bounces off the tarp. And quickly, it's no balls and 2 strikes on Jordan Procession. Spelled Procession, the native of Oklahoma, 29-year-old. One of the veterans of this team. Serpa's pitch. This is high. 1-2. A runner on first, 1 out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Naturals leading 11-0 over the Frisco Rough Riders. Serpa kicks, delivers. Fly ball lofted in the air to center field. Lofted back, drifting to his right, makes the grab for the second out. To give well wishes to the voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers, Jake Eisenberg. Just a couple of minutes ago, went on the air for the pregame show for the New York Mets. He's doing fill-in work for the New York Mets this year on radio. That's his hometown team. And today's his major league debut. So best wishes to Jake Eisenberg, the voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers. So, so excited for him. Back to the top of the order for Johnny Ornelas. The shortstop takes a called strike 1. And the count is no balls and 1 strike. Ornelas grounded out in the first, singled in the third. So he's 1-for-2 today. The pitch. Tapper back to the screen. The count now, no balls and 2 strikes. So no balls, 2 strikes the count. With 2 outs and a runner on, Serpa trying to get through 5 scoreless. Kicks and delivers. This is high. It's 1-2. It's a nice little streak that Angel Serpa has found himself in. Entered today, having pitched 4 1/3 scoreless innings. Trying to make it 9 1/3. Pitch misses outside. So we're even, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Johnny Ornelas. Serpa has the side of the belt. Kicks and delivers the 2-2. Bouncing ball hit up the middle into center field for a base hit. Lofton brings it in. Ornelas on first with Fabian up to second. Now it's J.P. Martinez. Naturals have some action to the bullpen. I want to say that's Dante Biazzi warming up. He's a lefty. I think that's actually Holden Capps. It is indeed Holden Capps warming up in the bullpen for the Naturals. 2 on, 2 out. Naturals up 11-0 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Frisco's trying to find their way onto the scoreboard. First pitch is in for a called strike. It's no balls and 1 strike. Pitch. Swing a foul back to the screen. Quickly, no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Kick of the pitch. Misses down and away. Kicks off to the left of Sebastian Rivera, the catcher. Both runners move up 90 feet on the wild pitch. Ornelas to second, Fabian to third. 2 runners in scoring position now for the Rough Riders. And a ball that bounced to the opposite batter's box. Sebastian Rivera could barely get in front of it. Just knocked it off to the left. One and two with 2 outs. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. I'll do it once more. Ball and 2 strikes. Two. Misses down and away. The count now even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 and 2. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Angel Serpa pockets the sword into his side as he strikes out J.P. Martinez, his 5th of the ballgame. That ends the 5th. 5 scoreless frames for Angel Serpa. No runs on a pair of hits, no errors, and 2 left on. We go to the 6th. Naturals lead 11-0.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
we go to the sixth inning from Frisco. And the Naturals lead 11-0. Top of the sixth inning, and Sully Matias, the first to bat, grounds the first pitch he sees to the second baseman Ezekiel Duran. Up over to first. And there's one away. And with one gone, bases empty, it'll be Nate Eaton to bat. Naturals scored two in the first on a hit. It was a two-run homer for Michael Massey. Four in the second on a grand slam from Nick Lofton. And five in the third on five hits. First pitch to Eaton in for a called strike one. Counts no balls and one strike. Shallow fly ball hit to center field. The second baseman Duran ranges out, calls for it, and makes the grab. So quickly, they're two away. Still Seth Nordlin, who retired the Naturals 1-2-3 in the fifth. He's retired all five Naturals he's faced so far. Kicking the pitch. Sebastian Rivero takes a call on strike one. Count is no balls and one strike. Next pitch in for a called strike. And quickly, it's 0-2 on Sebastian Rivero. The 0-2 pitch. Shot just foul outside the third base bag. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. Naturals haven't scored since that five-run third where they sent 10 men to the plate. 0-2 to Rivero. Bouncing ball hit to the left side. On the backhand, the shortstop Ornelas a step into the outfield. Grassing left. Throws to first in time. A rocket across the infield. Gets Rivero at first. And Naturals have been retired seven in a row, six up and six down from Seth Nordlin. Naturals have not had an answer for him. And that'll end the top of the sixth inning. Naturals fail to score. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Still an 11-0 lead for Northwest Arkansas.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable four-year campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck Abroad every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-TOGO-ANG.
I'm infielder Robbie Glendinning, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning from Frisco. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals up 11-0. Will be a new pitcher into the game for Northwest Arkansas. To be honest, I don't know why I played Robbie's audio, because he doesn't come up until the next half inning. It's Holden Capps on to pitch for Northwest Arkansas. Really good outing for Angel Serpa. Serpa, the lefty, in line for the win, five scoreless innings. He's five innings, allows four hits, doesn't allow a run. So he's got 9 1/3 scoreless across his last three outings. Strikes out five. First pitch to Ezekiel Duran has popped up to the right side of the infield. The second baseman, Michael Massey, calls for it. And there's the first out. So Holden Capps, one pitch, one out. Not a bad way to start your outing. Serpa only walked one. Didn't have a wild pitch in there, but he didn't hit anyone. Obviously didn't allow any home runs because nobody scored. It was only on 77 pitches. So it was pretty efficient, all things considered. Second straight scoreless outing, though. That's what we like to see. Blaine Krimbats, the designated hitter, takes ball one inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Fouled away into the stands. In the count, now even 1-1. So Holden Capps is making his second appearance of the season. We saw him, I guess it would be for the first time last week against Wichita. Started the season on the development list, then activated about halfway through the week. Pitch misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Krim 0-2 today. Grounds out. Ground outs in the first and the fourth. Caps behind the count. His pitch to Krim. Misses outside. Make it three balls and one strike. Three balls, a strike, the pitch. Sails outside for ball four. So Angel Serpa loses, or Holden Capps, I beg your pardon. Holden Capps loses Ezekiel, or Blaine Krim with one out. Runner on first, one out. Here's Josh Stowers, the right fielder. First pitch. Misses for a ball. Count is one ball and no strikes. It's just the second walk issued by Naturals pitchers today. Again, Angel Serpa issued one. That came in the first inning. Holden Capps walks his second batter. Pitch. Misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. As the sign kicks the 2-0. Fastball fouled back to the screen. Count now two balls and one strike. Two and one. Stowers, the pitch from Capps, sails outside. Make it 3-1. Catcher Rivero out for a chat with his left-hander, native of Oklahoma, in his third season with the Naturals. Pitched with the team part of 2019, 2021, and back here in 2022. 3-1 pitch, check swing, bounce towards the Naturals. First base dugout. Kicks off deep down the right field line into foul territory. And we'll do it again, the count full. We'll do it again, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Caps to Stowers, the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. Pulls the string on the breaking ball. Gets Stowers to chase below the zone. There's the second out. First strikeout tonight for Holden Capps. They're two away. Runner on first with two outs. Naturals on top, 11-0. It's been that way since the middle of the third inning. First pitch. Some good movement. I think that was a changeup that missed high to David Garcia, the Switch hitting catcher bats from the right side, still against the lefty Caps. Next offering in for a strike. Make it 1-1. Garcia 0 for 2 today. Grounded out in the second, and then again in the fourth. Flied deep down the right side. Back into the seating bowl, a foul ball. Makes the count, 1-2. Breaking ball below the zone. Garcia chases, and that's strike three. So after a one-out walk, Holden Cap strikes out the next two batters, strands the runner on. And that gets us through the end of the sixth inning. Frisco still trying to get out of the scoreboard. No runs, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the seventh. Naturals all over this one, 11-0.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
The dark.
But I once heard someone say.
But as I always say.
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Off to the seventh from Frisco, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders. Our score, 11-0. Find out why banking customers love the Arvesco mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Glendinning leads off as Seth Nordland continues his relief appearance. Starts Glendinning off with a swinging strike. Count is 0-1. Naturals have been set down 7 in a row, including all 6 that Seth Nordland's faced. He has retired. Righty on righty matchup. The 0-1 to Glendinning. Draw the strike. 0-2. Robbie today is 1-for-2. Walked and scored to the second. Doubled to bring home a run and scored to the third. Flied out in the fourth. Nordland works from the first base side, kicks and delivers. The 0-2 is swung through a missed for strike three, fooled by the changeup. It's the second strikeout for Nordland, and we have one out here in the seventh. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card from Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to approval. Logan Porter looks at the first pitch, called for strike one. Snowballs in a strike. He's reached base all 3 trips to the plate today. Singled and scored to the second, walked and scored to the third, and then walked again in the fourth. The pitch. Line drive up the middle, past the glove of the pitcher Nordland, right of the second baseman. Duran takes it on a hop, throws to first, and for the first time today, Logan Porter set down. Something there, 2 away. Now it's 9 in a row, Naturals that have been set down, dating back to Porter's walk in the fourth inning. In fact, since Michael Massey's double in the third, that walk is the only Natural that's reached base. So 13 to the last 14 retired between Tyler Thomas and Seth Nordland. Here's Jake Means, the third baseman. Base is empty, 2 outs in the top of the seventh. First pitch is in for a call, strike one. No balls and a strike on Means, the third baseman. Bats from the right side, the infield plays to pull. The pitch tries to check his swing, but went around, says the home plate umpire Jake Bruner. Quickly behind of the count, no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jake Means down swinging. Seth Nordlund, nine up and nine down. Three consecutive 1-2-3 innings. The Naturals just do not have an answer for the right-hander. So here in the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on. That'll take us to the seventh inning stretch here in Frisco, and it's presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. Bottom of the seventh coming up, Naturals leading 11-0.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Holding caps starts the third baseman, Dio Edias, off with the count strike. No balls in a strike. Naturals lead 11-0 as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Edias, Fabian in procession. 7-8-9 in the order for Frisco. Pitch from caps, lying through the right side and into right field for a base hit. So Edias aboard with a leadoff single. That's his first hit of the day. It's previously 0-2 with a pair of ground downs. Time now to look at the Major League scoreboard. This update brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Choose from over 70 different academic programs and chase your dreams with Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride. Lots of games to take a look at. Royals are getting started here in about 20 minutes. First pitch to Sandro Fabian, misses outside. Count is 1-0-0. Lots of games in progress. Four about to get started. No finals yet on a Friday night. Swing and a miss. Count is 1-1. Where should we begin? Top of the fifth in Minnesota. The White Sox leaded the Twins 1-0 from Target Field. Bottom of the fourth in Houston. Astros up over the Blue Jays 3-1. George Springer making his return to Minute Maid Park. 1-1. Misses outside. 2-0-1. Bottom of the fourth from Wrigley, the Pirates lead the Cubs 3-2. End of six in Atlanta, Braves up 1-0 over the Marlins. Bottom of the seventh in Tampa Bay, the Red Sox lead the Rays from Tropicana Field 4-2. 2-1 to Fabian. Line drive into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Matias over to cut it off, but Edias around second and into third. So there are runners on the corners for the Rough Riders. Back-to-back singles. Edias on third. Fabian on first for Jordan Procession. Brewers and Phillies tied at 1-7 from Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Bottom of the seventh in New York. The Yankees lead the Guardians 4-1. Through seven in Washington, the Giants lead the Nationals 7-0. Nationals only have five hits. And the Cardinals lead the Reds 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth. from Great American Ballpark. Games to come up. Royals and Mariners getting started soon from Seattle. Orioles are in Anaheim to take on the Angels. New York Mets in Arizona. Again, Jake Eisenberg making his Major League debut with the New York Mets. First pitch to Procession. Swing and a miss for strike one. Dodgers and Padres getting going soon from Petco. The Texas Rangers are in Oakland to take on the Athletics. Rockies and Tigers rained out. That game postponed will be made up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Procession looks at a ball outside. It counts even 1-1. Again, that is your Major League scoreboard update from UAFS. Runners on the corners, no outs in the seventh. The pitch to Procession misses inside. 2-1. Frisco has stranded just about every runner they've put on base, all six of them, prior to this inning. Pitch misses for a ball. Three balls in one strike. So 3-1 on Jordan Procession with the Naturals leading 11-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Holding Caps, the southpaw from the third base side, kicks and deals. Fly ball well struck into center field, but playable for Nick Lofton. Arias ready to tag up from third. He does so as Lofton throws it into his cutoff man, Massey. And the loudest the crowd has got tonight is on a sacrifice fly. They're just thrilled to see the Rough Riders get onto the scoreboard. I mean, this is a really good crowd on a Friday night at Frisco, and they have not had a lot to cheer about, so it makes sense that they'd get fired up for a run being scored. Take just about anything, right? So runner on first with one out. Back to the top of the order for Johnny Ornelas. The shortstop grounded out in the first, singled in the third, and then again in the fifth. So he's 2-for-3 today at the plate. First pitch in for a called strike. Counts 0-1. No activity in either bullpen right now, so this is Holden Capp's game to try and work through. The pitch. Chopped foul towards the Riders' third base dugout. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. Infield shaded to pull. They're at double play depth up the middle. Lofton, I should say Massey and Garcia up the middle. 0-2 pitches fly deep in the air to right field. Sully Matias ranges over to his left, reaches up over his left shoulder and makes the grab. Sandro Fabian stays put at first base. So there are two gone in the seventh. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort, as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. J.P. Martinez, the center fielder, bats 0-for-2, a pair of strikeouts and a walk. First pitch to him is a fastball at 92 miles an hour that misses high for ball one. Count is 1-0. Martinez walked in the first, strikeout swinging in the third and fifth against Angel Serpa. Caps at the letters, kicks his pitch, misses low. Rivera wants a check on the swing. He did not go around, says the third base umpire, Ben Engstrom, who right now is positioned off to the first base side of the infield grass between the mound and second base. 2-0 on J.P. Martinez. Lefty on lefty, the pitch. This is inside for ball three. Now it's three balls and no strikes. Three balls, no strikes. With two outs, the pitch. Inside, ball four. A four-pitch walk from Holden Capps to J.P. Martinez. Puts Martinez on first and moves Sandro Fabian up to second. Now here's Ezekiel Duran. Naturals scored two in the first inning on a home run for Michael Massey, then four in the second on the first grand slam of the year. Nick Lofton hit it off his former college teammate Cody Bradford. And the Naturals struck Bradford for four runs in the third inning, and then a run credited to Tyler Thomas, the reliever. It was a five-run third inning on five hits. pair of walks. Nothing doing since. Naturals have had one base runner since that double for Michael Massey in the third. Two on, a two out for Duran, the number four prospect in the Rangers system. First pitch misses low. The count is one ball and no strikes. Pitch off the end of the bat, grounded to the right side. Massey, the second baseman, a step into the outfield grass. Sidearms a throw to first. Retires Duran. He's 0 for 4 today. That'll end the seventh inning. Well, the Rough Riders are finally onto the scoreboard. An RBI from Jordan Procession on the sacrifice fly. So a run on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. It's 11-1 Naturals as we head to the eighth from Riders Field in Frisco.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Out of the eighth inning, Naturals lead the Rough Riders 11-1 from Riders Field here in Frisco. Game four of a six-game series on a Friday night in North Texas. Really appreciate your company wherever you're tuning in from. Glad to have you along for the ride. Top of the order due up for the Naturals, Michael Garcia, Nick Lofton, and Michael Massey. And Seth Nordlund continues his relief appearance. First pitch, righty on righty. This is inside to Garcia. The count's one ball and no strikes. Nordlund has thrown... Now it's 33 pitches. I beg your pardon, 22. Bouncy ball hit to the shortstop, Ornelas. Up and over to first. One gone. I mean, what Seth Nordlund's been able to do is maybe one of the best pitching performances we've seen this year. An 8-pitch, 1-2-3 fifth inning. A 6-pitch... 6 strike, 1-2-3 sixth. An 8-pitch, 8 strike, 1-2-3 seventh. He's at 24 pitches through an inning and a third. First pitch to Nick Lofton misses for a ball, 1-0. So the two balls that we've seen this inning are two of the first three in this game for Nordlund. The pitch, Lofton fouls it back to the screen, bouncing ball. The count's even, 1-1. A left-hander starting to throw for Frisco in their bullpen in the left field stands. Lucas Jacobson, the southpaw, swinging a foul ball hit off the glove of the catcher, Garcia. Brings the count to 1-2. A one ball, two strikes the count to Lofton, who... He's driven in five runs today. This guy's the 1-2 down the right field line, deep towards the concourse and out of play. Do it again, a ball and two strikes. He walked and scored in the first, hit a grand slam in the second, singled in a run in the third, and grounded out in the fifth. So the box score reads him 2-for-3 today. Takes the 1-2 inside. The count now even, two balls and two strikes. Infield plays to pull, outfield slightly shaded to the left side of the diamond as well. Nordlund from the first base side kicks his pitch. Fly ball into right center field. Martinez into a slide. Kind of an awkward slide, but he makes the catch. The Nick Lofton fly ball. There's the second out. So now that's 11 in a row that Seth Nordlund's face down, or set down. And 16 of the last 17 Naturals have been retired with relative ease between Tyler Thomas and Seth Nordlund. We'll see a pinch hitter here for the Naturals. In place of Michael Massey, it's Ryan Grotejohn, a left-handed hitting infielder. Pinch hit yesterday, struck out in the ninth inning. First pitch he sees is sky to the left side, down the left field line. That'll get out of play, foul in the stands. So Grotejohn hitting in place of Michael Massey. One would presume Grotejohn will take over defensively at second when we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. He's still in search of his first hit. 0 for 10 to start his Double-A career, his career with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Spent parts of two seasons at Double-A with the Arizona Diamondbacks organization at the time the Jackson Generals were their Double-A affiliate in the Southern League. They were one of the teams contracted before 2021. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. The count even, one ball and one strike. He was a part of a few championship teams in the Diamondbacks organization. Pretty impressive. The pitch. Foul to the left out of play. We'll do it again. But the count now, one ball and two strikes. Nice play made in the stands by a fan. And the Rough Riders play him to pull. The shortstop, Ornelas, shaded a step to the left of second base, with the third baseman Arias playing in the traditional shortstop position. So about 50 feet of open space on the left side of the infield. The 1-2 to Grotejohn. Swing and a miss. Strike three to breaking ball down low. Grotejohn still in search of his first hit. He strikes out to end the eighth. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Seth Nordlund. 12 up and 12 down. 17 of the last 18 Naturals have been retired. So we go to the bottom of the eighth. Naturals leading 11-1. Stick with us here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals! Save money. Live better. Walmart.
This is Holden Capps, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Natural Baseball Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Naturals lead the Rough Riders 11-1 here from Frisco. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Holden Capps into his third inning of relief. Starts Blaine Krim off with the ball outside 1-0. It's Krim, Josh Stowers, and David Garcia. 4, 5, and 6 in the order for the Rough Riders. He scored for the first time in the last inning. A sack fly in the seventh as Krim gives this one a ride. Deep to left field. A few courtesy steps in left for an 80. That ball is over the berm, over the Dr. Pepper porch, and gone. monstrous home run for Blaine Krim, his first of the season. The Rough Riders' second run of the game. Inject some life into this crowd. Caps left a fastball in the inner half of the plate. That ball nearly left the ballpark. Goodness gracious. Josh Stowers bats. He's 0 for 3 today. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Caps kicks the 1-0. Sails outside. Two balls and no strikes. The Naturals have hit two home runs today. Frisco hitting one. That's three total. The wind's still blowing out to left field, so all three of them wind-aided. The pitch. This is high. It's three balls and no strikes now. So 3-0, holding caps on Josh Stowers. The pitch. So we get a foul back to the screen. Down is 3-1, and we start to see some activity in the Naturals bullpen in the right field stands. Andres Sotier is up to throw. The Venezuelan right-hander with a bright blue glove. Fastball catches the outer edge. Called strike two. And the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch misses outside for ball four. So Stowers draws the walk. First two to the plate here in the eighth reach, and Chris Widger will make the call to the bullpen. He decides that's all for holding caps. Goes two plus innings and exits with a runner on. Andres Sotier comes in. We'll let you know all about him, give you holding caps' final line after this. Back in a bit. Pitching change for the Naturals in the bottom of the eighth. 11-2 is our score on the Naturals Baseball Network.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our four tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Plaza Tire Service.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at NWANaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On to the bottom of the eighth inning. Continuing the bottom of the eighth inning, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders 11-2. A call to the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. Holden Capps is done after two-plus innings. He allows two runs on three hits, two walks, no strikeouts. Does surrender a home run on 43 pitches. It's a home run that began the eighth inning, and then a walk to Josh Stowers. So the runner on first is his responsibility. Andres Sotier, the Venezuelan right-hander, takes over. Here it's a runner on and nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Again, the Naturals leading by nine. First pitch in for a called strike one to David Garcia. The switch hitting catcher will turn around and bat for the left side for the first time today. Counts no balls and a strike. Sotier Set of the net, kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Threw a changeup, that looked like. The count. No balls and two strikes. For Sodier, this is his fourth game pitched this season. He's 1-0 with a 1.35 ERA. Has allowed one earned run on five hits with no walks and five strikeouts in 6 2/3 innings. 1-0-2 is tapped foul to the left. Ball boy runs over to retrieve it in foul territory. So keep it here. No balls and two strikes. Sodier kicks the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Blows the fastball by him at 93 miles an hour. There's the first out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, the Rough Riders down to their final five outs now, trailing by nine. Most runs, I mentioned earlier, the Naturals have scored against the Rough Riders in the game is 15, but the Naturals have had one base runner since the end of the third innings. We'll see. Ground ball hit backhanded by the third baseman Means. His throw to first across the diamond from in foul territory is in time. What an incredible play by the third baseman Jake Means. Backhanded it up the line. His momentum took him into foul territory. Had to quickly get a throw off to first, and he does. For the second out. He does move Josh Stowers from first to second. So a runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders. With two outs, a run home this inning. It'll be Sandro Fabian. Bounces the first pitch softly to the right side. The second baseman, Grotjen, took over for Massey at the beginning of this inning. Fields and throws to first. So Sodier makes quick work of the Rough Riders. A run, the solo home run from Blaine Krim. On a hit, a walk, no errors. One runner left on. So we go to the ninth. The Naturals lead by nine. It's 11-2 on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Straight's Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straight's Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Out of the ninth inning, and finally the Frisco Rough Riders will go to the bullpen and bring in a new pitcher. Seth Nordlund pitches four perfect innings, faces 12 batters, and retires all of them. Four innings, no runs, no hits, no walks. Four strikeouts. His pitch count, 34 pitches. So we averaged... My brain hurts. Less than nine pitches an inning? That's insane. It'll be the lefty, Lucas Jacobson, in. Facing Sully Matias, the powerful right fielder who takes a big hat, comes up empty, swings and misses for strike one. Count is 0-1. Matias, Nate Eaton, Sebastian Rivero do up here in the ninth for the Naturals, leading 11-2. The pitch, this is high and outside. One ball and one strike. Again, Lucas Jacobson. He's not the one that just joined the team. Apologies. Pitch called a strike to Matias. Count now. One ball and two strikes. Pitching in his fifth game, though, he hasn't allowed a run. Matias swinging a foul tip, 96-mile-an-hour fastball into the glove of the catcher Garcia for the first out here in the top of the ninth inning. Jacobson pitching in his fifth game out of the bullpen. He's saved two games. 4 1/3 scoreless innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, and now 6 strikeouts with that punch out of Sully Matias. Our one gone for the left fielder, Nate Eaton. First pitch, swinging a foul tip. That's strike one. Count is 0-1. Matias and Eaton, the only two in the lineup that have not reached base today. Nate 0-4. Strikeout, ground out, pop out, and fly out. Takes a big swing and a miss. Now the count's no balls and 2 strikes. Open stance from the right side. The southpaw Jacobson, 6'5". Sends a 96-mile-an-hour fastball inside. Now the count's 1-2. It was the Rangers' 27th round pick out of Long Beach State in the 2016 draft. Foul ball back to the screen. Do it again. 1-2. One and two the pitch. Foul to the right. Eaton battles to stay alive. Hits it onto the concourse. A gaggle of children will chase after it. Count again, 1-2. I was thinking of Sean Chandler, who was added to the roster yesterday, but he did pitch yesterday. 1-2. Misses outside. 2-2 now, the count to Eaton. 11 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Naturals, who have left 4 on. 2 runs, 7 hits, an error for the Frisco Rough Riders, who have left 9 on. A 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Eaton falls to 0-5 on the day with his second strikeout. Another 2 outs in the ninth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jacobson. Frisco's, one of Frisco's closers, just trying to get some work in. Him and Chase Lee have shared closing duties. First pitch to Sebastian Rivera, the catcher. This is down and away. Counts 1-0. Rivera 1-4, singled and scored. The Naturals 5-run third inning. The 1-0. This is high and away. 2-0. Jacobson set. Kicks and deals. And away for ball 3. It's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. 2 outs. The base is empty here in the top of the ninth. The Naturals leading the Rough Riders 11-2. Riders runs in the 7th and 8th. Pitch taking all the way. Pitches in for a strike. It's 3-1. So single runs in the 7th and 8th for Frisco. The Naturals 2 in the 1st, 4 in the 2nd. 5 in the 3rd. And feel the pull. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Rivera was trying for his first home run of the season with that. Count now full. 3-2. Pitch. Fouled off the mask of the catcher Garcia to the backstop. We'll do it once more. Hope you're with us for tomorrow's game. That'll be one of the top games of the year if you're going to tune in. Jack Light of the number 2 overall pick in last year's draft. Rangers top prospect going for Frisco. He'll be opposed by the 4th overall pick in the 2020 draft, Asa Lacey. 3-2 foul back to the screen. We'll do it once again. So you have the number 2 pick in the 2021 draft going against the number 4 overall selection of the 2020 draft. Both pitchers drafted out of the SEC. Lacey from Texas A&M, who the Razorbacks are playing this weekend, and Leiter out of Vanderbilt, both the top pitching prospects in their organization. Rivera fouls the 3-2 over the net once more to stay alive. Do it again. 3-2. Now, obviously, all AA games are on MILB TV. But tomorrow, special, the first ever minor league game on MLB.TV. 3-2. Late swing from Rivera. He pops it foul over the netting. Back into the seating bowl. We'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. But it'll be the Rough Riders and the Naturals on MILB.TV and MLB.TV. So if you have MLB TV, tune into the game. 3-2, line drive again, foul over the netting. What a battle for Sebastian Rivero. We'll do it again. Count remains full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So, pull it up, the stream, MILB TV or MLB TV. Mute it, put on my audio, right? You don't have to, it's okay. Or if you want to. Pay off once more. Swing and a foul again off to the right. What a battle for Sebastian Rivero. Lost track of how many pitches this at-bat's been. Unfortunately, the game day is not updated, so I don't know for sure. It's a 4-pitch plate appearance to Sully Matias. Again, the 3-2. High fly ball into right field, but that looks like it's going to stay in the ballpark. The right fielder, Stowers, drifts over to his right and makes the grab in right center. That'll end the top of the ninth inning. Naturals are retired again. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on. That's 16 consecutive batters set down by the Frisco bullpen to end this game. And 20 of the last 21. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 3 outs to get for the Naturals. Up 11-2 over the Rough Riders.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
June will be a can't-miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at our best ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight, the comeback, the battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the ninth inning from Riders Field in Frisco on a Friday night in North Texas. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders 11-2. Andre Sautier facing Jordan Procession to begin the bottom of the ninth. The first pitch is fouled back. Count is 0-1. Procession, Johnny Ornelas, and J.P. Martinez. 9-1-2 for Frisco. Sautier retired all three batters he faced in the eighth, taking over for Holden Capps. Back out for the ninth. Pitched Procession is chopped foul past the Naturals' first base dugout. And the count, quickly, no balls and two strikes. Procession 1-for-2 today, singled in the third, started the scoring for Frisco with a sac fly in the seventh, their first of 2 runs today. And the 0-2 pitch misses down and outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sautier, the right-hander, against the lefty Procession. Misses low on the changeup, and we're even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. The bases empty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Sautier blows a 93-mile-an-hour fastball by Procession. for the first out of the ninth. It's a second strikeout, Sodier. We're back to the top of the order for Johnny Ornelas. Pitch. This is down and away for ball one. Counts 1-0. Ornelas, 2-for-4 today. Singles in the third and the fifth. He hasn't scored. The pitch. Line drive, center field. Will drop in front of Nick Lofton. He fields it on a bounce for a base hit. Runner on first, one out. That was the center fielder, J.P. Martinez. Martinez walked in the first and then again in the seventh. Those two walks sandwich a pair of strikeouts. So the first pitch he sees is fly to center field. Lofton Carioca steps back a couple paces and reaches up to make the grab. There's out number two. With two away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Frisco Rough Riders down to their final out. That's the second baseman, Ezekiel Duran. Duran 0-for-4. Ground out in the first, strike out in the third, pop out of the sixth, and ground out in the seventh. The first pitch. Called the strike. It's no balls and one strike. 6:35, first pitch tomorrow for Jack Leiter. Al's son versus Asa Lacy. Runner going the pitch, swing and a miss. Foul tip. Runner going from first, Ornelas. Should be defensive indifference. And the count's no balls and two strikes. Northwest Arkansas, get up on your feet. No balls and two strikes the count with two outs in the ninth. Sodier set. Kicks and deals. Down low and away. Kicks off to the right of Rivero. No, he keeps it close enough that Ornelas stays on second base. Do it again. The count, one ball and two strikes. Naturals out away for victory. Sodia kicks the 1-2. Down low in the dirt. Again, trying to get Duran to chase, but he lays off. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fly ball in the air to center field. Nick Lofton to his left, reaches out, catching the ball off his shoe tops. Fires it into the stands, and that's the ball game. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals pick up the 11-2 victory over the Frisco Rough Riders on this Friday night in North Texas. Here are the ninth, no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. The Naturals 2 in the first, 4 in the second, and 5 in the third to beat the Frisco Rough Riders. A massive win on this Friday night. 11-2. So we'll take a look at the wrap of this game when we come back. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next. Stick with us on the Natural Baseball Network. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We will look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Hey, Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go, Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust, Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals pick up an 11-2 win over the Frisco Rough Riders on this picture-perfect, very comfortable Friday night in North Texas. Welcome into the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. My name is Nicholas Batters. Appreciate your company tonight. This is the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, a big 11-2 win over the Frisco Rough Riders. First, the totals, and I'll preface this saying these are unofficial. The box score doesn't appear to be finalized yet. It's stuck in the top of the ninth inning, so I'm going to do my best. For the Naturals, 11 runs on 8 hits, no errors, and 4 runners left on. They improved to 5-8 on the season. The Rough Riders fall to 10-3, 2 runs, 8 hits, an error, and 10 runners left on. I don't yet have an official time of game or attendance because those haven't been input in the box score. We can make our guesses. I would be inclined to believe Angel Serpa will get the win and improve to 1-1. The loss should go to Cody Bradford, who would fall to 1-1 on the season, and there should be no save accredited. Now, let's go through this game because it was an interesting one. And I guess we can start in the first inning because this game was all Naturals early on. Northwest Arkansas started the scoring. 2 runs in the first inning. Michael Massey hit his first home run of the year. Bluff for second. The pitch to Massey is drilled in the air to deep left center field. Fabian and Martinez converge. They look back at the wall. It is gone. Michael Massey, his first home run of the season. Out to left center field. Scores Nick Lofton from first. And here in the first, the Naturals have an early 2-0 lead over the Frisco Rough Riders. So it was 2 runs in the first inning for Massey and the Naturals. Then it was 4 runs in the second with Nick Lofton at the plate. Lofton was drafted in 2020, so he was a year behind Bradford, who was drafted in 2019. The first pitch, high in the air, drilled deep to left center field. Fabian back, he looks up, it is gone! Nick Lofton gets the better of his Baylor teammate with a grand slam over the left center field fence, and he blows it wide open, 6-0. The Naturals lead the Rough Riders in the second. So it was 2 in the first and then 4 in the second. Then things started to get interesting when we headed to the third. First, it was Robbie Glendinning. Here's the 2-2. Fly ball to right field. Stowers chasing it down the line. It's going to drop. He won't get there. Glendinning around first, headed for second. He's in with the feet, first slide. The ball gets past the second baseman, Duran, and Sebastian Rivera will come around to score. The Naturals add another, make it 7-0 here in the third. 7-0 was just barely getting started because After Glendening doubled, Logan Porter walked. That was Jake Means.
East 11. Ground ball hit sharply past the dive of the third baseman Artias and down the left field line into the corner. Glendening scores from second. It's an RBI double for Jake Means. And the Naturals extend the lead further. Make it 8-2 here in the third.
And that snapped a long stretch at the play of Jake Means. He was 0-1 for over a week, so it was nice to get that hit. And then after Jake Means singled, Michael Garcia walked, and it was back to Nick Lofton.
Means on second, Garcia on first. The pitch. Line drive through the left side and into left field, the base hit. Porter scores from third. Make it 9-0 Naturals in the third inning.
So Nick Lofton singled and made it 9-0, and then the dagger in the third inning came from Michael Massey again. The 2-2 once more on the way. Line drive down the right field line. That drops fair. It's headed for the corner. Means home from third. Garcia around from second. It's a two-run double for Michael Massey. That's going to stretch the lead to 11-0 here in the third inning. So 11-0 was where it stood. Angel Serpa was absolutely fantastic on the mound. Five scoreless innings. He walked once, struck out five, allowed four hits, and picks up his first win of the season. And the loss goes to Cody Bradford. He falls to 1-1. Holden Capps pitches two innings, allows two runs, and strikes out two. And then Andres Sautier, he pitched two scoreless innings. That's what we've come to expect from him, striking out two as well. So that's a look at what happened with today's game. When we come back, we'll look around the Texas League. The Royals organization, get you set for tomorrow. Back after this in the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show.
We won't be beat.
Plaza Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake. The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Feels good. As we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yet feel. Together be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap twisting, bubbles fizzing, refreshing sipping, moment stopping, nothing topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now, back for more of the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Here again, the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back into the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show as the Naturals beat the Frisco Rough Riders 11-2 on this Friday night to even the series at two games apiece. Let's take a look at tonight's Player of the Game. It's presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. Tonight, our playing like a winner Player of the Game. I'm going to have to give it to Nick Lofton. 2 for 4, scored twice, walked once, and drove in 5 runs. The big one was the grand slam in the second inning off of his former college teammate, Cody Bradford. And that moment stands out to me as really being the turning point of when the momentum was already in the Naturals' favor. But at that point, it really shifted all the way towards Northwest Arkansas's direction. Although, honorable mentions to Michael Massey, 2 for 3. He had a home run, drove in 4 runs, and Angel Serpa, 5 scoreless innings with 5 strikeouts. Now let's take a look around the Texas League, our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Walmart. They're through 8 innings in Springfield, and the Tulsa Drillers lead 10-7. Tulsa scored 3 in the 1st. The Cardinals countered with a run in the bottom of the 1st inning. And then Springfield, 6 runs in the 3rd inning. Chase Pinder, a home run. Moises Gomez, his 8th home run of the season. Chandler Redmond, a home run. Irving Lopez, a single. That was it for the Springfield scoring, though. The Drillers responded with 7 runs in the 4th inning. Jaron Kendall singled. James Outman singled. Andy Páez, a home run. And then Ryan Ward, a home run. So it's 10-7. The game's headed to the 9th inning from Hammonds Field. Bottom of the 8th inning from Wichita, Midland leads the Wind Surge 10-5. That game at the bottom of the 8th inning. So Wichita needs to find 5 runs over the next 6 outs. Arkansas Travelers lead in the Corpus Christi Hooks 3-1. That game in the middle of the 8th inning from Whataburger Field. The Arkansas Travelers, between 2 pitchers, have held the Corpus Christi Hooks to just a run on 4 hits. And then finally, in Amarillo, the San Antonio Missions lead the Amarillo Sod Poodles 9-5. That game at the top of the 6th inning. Now we look around the Royals organization. Royals are just getting started in Seattle at the Major League level. It's 0-0 that game at the top of the 3rd inning. Michael A. Taylor singled to lead off the 3rd inning. Now Nicky Lopez is batting. Hits also for Andrew Benintendi and Hunter Dozier in this game. Brad Keller has pitched 2 scoreless innings with a pair of strikeouts. In AAA, the Omaha Storm Chasers all over the Memphis Redbirds. From AutoZone Park in Memphis, 9-1, the Storm Chasers lead the Redbirds. A run of the 1st inning on a bases-loaded single to Vinny Pasquantino. 2 in the 2nd, Clay Dungan a solo home run, his 1st of the season. Then Nick Prado a sacrifice fly. In the 3rd, Ivan Castillo singled to score a run. And then Kyle Isbell drew a bases-loaded walk. So 1 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd, and then 4 in the 6th inning. Vinny Pasquantino, his 2nd home run in as many days. An RBI single, or 2 RBI singles for Nick Prado, and then an RBI single for MJ Melendez. So all the former Naturals contributing. Quad Cities rained out in Wisconsin. They'll play a doubleheader with the Timber Rattlers tomorrow. And the Down East Wood Ducks beat the Columbia Fireflies in 10 innings, 6-2. Columbia scored a run in the second, a run in the third. Down East, 2 runs in the 4th inning to force extras, and then just a barrage of singles. The top of the 10th inning, played at 4 runs. Down East again wins 6-2. So that's a look around the Texas League, your out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart, and a look around the Royals organization. Now let's look ahead to tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch from Riders Field. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:15. Let me know who you think our guests should be. Who should I be chatting with tomorrow? 6:35, first pitch, it's a good one. Asa Lacy for the Naturals, the top pitching prospect, number 4 prospect in the organization. He'll be opposed by this guy, Jack Leiter, 2nd overall pick last year out of Vandy. So you have a pair of first-round selections, top 4 overall picks, the top pitching prospects in their respective organizations, both drafted out of the SEC, going tomorrow. That game not only on MILB TV, but on MLB.TV as well. So if you have either, you can watch it or listen to it for free at NWANaturals.com. Heck, if you want to watch one of those, mute it, sync it up with my audio. Love the sound of that. But until then, for everyone of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, my name's Nicholas Batters. We'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow. Saying so long and farewell. Naturals win 11-2.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners,
by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at NWANaturals.com.